Welcome, lovely. It's the end of the year and soon beginning of another year. I am Yolanda Russo, skincare expert, and I am worried about everybody who I see lately so stressed, and the stress writes a story on the face. Gray looking skin, not so glowing, wrinkles, and of course, dehydration. Those are the symptoms, immediate symptoms of stress. How do you deal with this? What do you do to fix that so it doesn't carry on onto the dinner table and then into New Year? Stress always going to be there. It's necessary part of our life. And at the same time, we can solve anything if we just focus on breathing or relaxing or staying grounded. And this will reflect on the face. Every time I see someone on my facial table, we not only do the facial, we talk about those little things that really bother you. Today's guest is going to teach us or give us tools to diffuse the stress when it happens, when it takes over our mind. Okay, so what can you do with the skin that it's not so glowing at the moment because you are stressed out? The first or the easiest thing would be to disappear and just say, mommy's time, just go and hide. Take a Epsom salt bath or put some music on and do a facial massage that I'm teaching. If you are stressed, it shows on your face, but it also shows in your posture, in your demeanor. You might be a little bit more moody. This is why we're doing those podcasts where I bring guests that can help you not only look good, but to feel good. Today, I have a health coach that does a very specific energy work, prana energy or prana healing for people who are stuck and they're looking for ways to get themselves out moving again and just living a normal life. Carolina Ajaya is here and she's going to correct my pronunciation of her healing method, Prayana.
Hi, how are you, Yolanda? Thank you for having me. The technique is called pranic healing, which means energy using prana, which is life force.
So I knew I was wrong. Okay. So I was close, right?
Yes, you were really close, really, really close.
Yes, I said that I've heard of Reiki. I've heard of Akashic Records. I've heard of some other energy works, but I never heard of this work. So Carolina is originally from Venezuela, but now she lives in Florida and she serves her clients in Florida. So you can have a Zoom session with her and I will show you the way of contacting her a little later. And for now, I just can't wait for Carolina to tell us how can we snap out of things like that quickly when we're fearing or we're anxious, where we're predicting the worst things happen.
Yeah, at the beginning, you need to understand that everything is energy, right? Your energy will affect the environment and the environment will affect your energy. So if you're feeling stressed, anxious and everything, the first thing is to recognize that that's not you, because it's a sensation, it's an energy around, but that doesn't need to be you. Once you say, because that's normal when you ask people, hi, how are you? I'm stressed. Everything that you say after I am, you will become. So yes. You have to be aware of what you say. You can say, I'm working in a situation, I'm getting better and better every day in every way, and getting better. But you don't have to say, I'm stressed, because when you say that you become. And then you are telling the universe, please send more of that my way. And then that's why
That's right. We were chatting earlier and I said, the minute we label something that, let's say someone just last week told me, I'm just lazy. I just don't want to do anything. And I said, you're not lazy. You just don't want to do something because you don't feel like it. But what is the reason? And that's where you need to find out without labeling yourself, without putting yourself down, talking yourself down. right?
Yeah. So, because when you do that, you take energy from you. So you're getting depleted. If you don't have energy, everything becomes so difficult. We are looking for things that improve your energy, that make you feel happy, full of joy, energized, motivated. So if you are doing anything that is the opposite, well, you have the choice. You can change.
You can change, yes. You can change anything in a very quick way. And one of the ways is breathing. That's the simplest way, isn't it?
Yes, totally. In pranic healing, we use what we call pranic breathing, which is a breathing with a in a sequence, right? Normally, we inhale and we exhale, but it's really important to make a stop. Inhale, hold, exhale, hold, because in that way, we really absorb the energy. And you can use it in different ways. One of the recommendations that I give to my clients is when you inhale, you visualize a brilliant light coming into your life. Hold, so you can absorb that energy. And when you exhale, let go the stress, the anxiety, anything that is not a good energy for you right now, right?
Yes.
Form, self-criticism, all that, you let it go. Then you brilliant light and you exhale and let go. Yeah, there are different techniques. And at the beginning, what you need to do is just to follow your breathing, but with awareness. Because normally, we inhale, you hold, there is a really small hold, you exhale and hold. But we are so fast that we don't notice. We think that we only inhale and exhale. But when you make awareness of your breathing, you will notice. So you just follow your breathing, but with intention. The intention is to get energy when you inhale. And when you exhale, to let go everything that is not serving you anymore.
Yes, so you can think of those things that you want to get rid of. Mm-hmm. But you can also think of the metabolic waste that is inside of our body that you're breathing out. So if you feel stressed out all the time or you're not eating healthy, there's a lot of toxins that produce or reside within our body. And we need to get rid of them. So yes, you can sweat them out through your pores, but they will show on the skin again, right?
Yeah.
But you can also breathe it out. And sometimes you may catch yourself like sighing a little bit harder. That's exactly your body's way of prompting you, like, get rid of that stuff from inside of me.
It's a call for help, yes. Energetically speaking, energy follows your intention. So if you're going to do a breathing or anything that you do in your life, if you put a positive intention, you get better results. Energetically, there is a small difference between intention and attention.
Right.
Intention will transform the energy and attention will energize. So when you put attention in your breathing pattern, you're putting energy into that. But I'm talking before you set an intention. For example, the intention for me in this breathing is to let go of the stress. That's it. And then you do with attention your breathing. Yes.
So instead of saying let go of this stress, you name that stress by the name, causes it.
Totally, yes.
That would be much easier to get rid of if you just named it. So you're not so vague, right?
Because stress is a general generalization of the concept. But for example, that a person can be stressed right now for a specific situation. You can say, I want to let go all the negative energy related to this, and then you do your breathing.
That's perfect. So during your sessions, do you use any tapping methods?
No, we don't use any tapping methods in pranic healing. I do a combination of my sessions of coaching and energy healing. And the technique that I use, because that's what I know how to use, is pranic healing. So we don't use tapping. We use different tools that we will apply into your specific situation. So during the coaching, we will talk about it. I will tell you, look, energetically, this is how you deal with this. This is a tool that you can use. And at the end of the session, while the person do a meditation, I do the energy healing. So you can have a fresh start. So you can really start doing the changes, right? Because we need to change that energy so you can start taking actions.
So this is done over Zoom, so that makes it very convenient. But that would be wonderful to start a new year with just clearing the energies of all of us who are listening to this podcast. We can do this later, right, Carolina?
Yeah, totally, totally. We can do a small exercise that will help us to clean the energy. Yeah.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So now I want to go back to that stress. Well, we don't want to call it stress. I don't know what we would call it then, but
challenges in life, because stress is a consequence of a stressor. You know, there is a situation that caused the stress. So most of the people, they try to solve the stress, but what they have to do is go back to what is the reason that you are feeling stress.
Good. So that's a good word. Let's use that instead of stress. Okay. So that's going to be challenges. Lots of challenges over the Christmas table, dealing with every personality there. Mm-hmm. And then the new year is going to begin on the right foot if you set your mind to it. Yes, there is a lot of fear and anxiety around things we can't control, where we drive ourselves crazy enough that we just feel like we don't want to do anything. We don't want to move forward. What would you recommend? How do we get unstuck?
Well, if you're already feeling like this, we have to use corrective measures, right? Meaning that at the moment you are already there, we have to build up your energy. So there are many ways you can meditate. You can receive healing to remove that energy. You can start using positive affirmations. But the goal in reality is to be one step ahead. If you know that this is coming, we know some challenges can appear, you know, in the Christmas gathering or is coming there. So you can start preparing yourself, because when you practice, everything is better at the moment of reality, right? Because when we are in that moment, sometimes you don't know. If you don't know, you don't know. You cannot do anything. But if you've been practicing before, you know how to shift your energy. If you know that you are gonna have this meeting with all the family, and you know that there's many challenges that can occur, then you have to set up what is your attitude. This will be an amazing meeting. I will be happy. I will be, you know, take care of myself. I'm not going to overdo just to please everybody. You have to set up who you want to be during that situation. Because everything happens first energetically, and then it will manifest. So when you do this mental activity, let's call it daydreaming, right? How this is going to be, you are putting the energy for that to happen. But most of the time, what happened to us is that if you know that you are going to be in this situation, you start creating all the worries, all the insecurities, how come you start creating the worst case scenario in your mind. So what you are doing is attracting that. The goal is to shift that into the positive. Okay? But that takes awareness, that you say, what do I really want? Whatever you focus on, it will multiply, magnify, and manifest. But if you are focusing on the lack, on the problems, on the negativity, also that will manifest. Mm-hmm. So the first step is to change your mindset into a more positive mindset.
So isn't that intention? Or are you using law of attraction now?
Yeah, that's law of attraction. But in reality, it is the law of karma. It is in giving that we receive. So if I want something good, I have to give first. How do you give? By your intention, by your daydreaming, how you plan this to happen, right? You have to go focusing on your heart, in love, in opportunities, in win-win situations everywhere you go. But if you go with lower energies of fears, insecurities, why this is happening to me, stress, anger, jealousy, of course, that's what you're going to get back. Have you noticed that sometimes when people is happy, everything looks, yes, it's good. Life is easy. And yes, those people who complain, more challenges keep coming their way. It's just because of energy.
Yes, because they are becoming victim to everything. So that's just
where you focus on. All the time you focus on the positive aspect of the situation or in the negative aspect of the situation.
Yes.
But it's your choice at the end.
Yeah, I love to live in the present moment. If I don't want something, I'm not going to say, No. I don't want this. I don't want that, because that's exactly what I'm going to be attracting.
That's what I mean about focusing. You, let's say you don't want this thing. What is the opposite of that?
Yes.
So then you focus on that. I don't know. I want prosperity. I want love. I want health instead of I don't want. So it's just rephrasing. But when you learn how to speak and think and feel in that way, it's easy for you always to understand, and you move towards the positive. But it's training.
Yes, that's training. Yes, it took me a while. Yeah. It is training, but it's possible. I can.
And once you get it, it's so amazing because your life changed. Everything is easy. You flow with the energy.
I was first introduced to energy and energy work by Tai Chi classes. Many of you guys took yoga, meditation, but sometimes you just go to the class, get it done, and leave, and you're back to yourself. Unfortunately, that won't carry on. You won't learn to balance yourself. But I have learned from my great Tai Chi teacher, who taught us that everything is in the palm of your hand. You can create, you can mold this energy that it's surrounding us into that hand, and just put it wherever you need to apply and to fix your body or mind at any time. You have the power.
Totally. I totally agree. And I believe that what happened is that nowadays we get into the routine of life and we forget to take care of ourselves, especially our energy. And one of my recommendations is for people, take time to self-care. Self-care can come in so many ways, but also is caring about your energy. For that to happen, to include it into your calendar. And when you give yourself that opportunity, be present. Because it's as you say, you are there, you just do and run. No, be present, enjoy that energy, absorb that energy so you can really manifest greatness in your life.
So that's great that you're bringing this up, because DIY younger you includes the self-care, which is the physical washing of the face in the morning. But then I ask for 2 minutes of a massage to the face. Mm-hmm. You are already doing the care, which is the cleansing. Mm-hmm. So you're not adding any extra time. So you're not going to feel guilty that you're taking time away from the kids or somebody. You are already doing it. So you're just extending the time. You're fitting it into the routine. And when you massage the face, which is very simple technique of just making circles all around and breathing with it, what happens is you re-energize your skin cells on the face. Your skin is more, it's firmer. The skin is stronger. This way, you got the both worlds in your 5-minute daily routine. You sleep really well after that too.
I totally agree with you. Spirituality and energy doesn't have to be something like, I do once in a blue moon, right? Yeah. It has to be part of your life. And to make it part of your life, sometimes we mix old habits with new habits. Yeah. So I encourage my clients, while you're brushing your teeth, you can, because that's an activity that we do, easily, you can start doing your positive affirmations. When you wash your face, you can be loving yourself, projecting love towards yourself. There are so many ways that you can include the energy into everything that you do. It becomes a way of life.
My affirmations in the morning is, today is going to be a great day. Today, yeah. I'm going to be happy. Today, yeah. I'm going to attract clients who are going to really need my help, and they are going to appreciate that what they're going to learn from me. Exactly. So this is my affirmations in the morning.
Perfect. You have everything needed in the affirmation. Excellent.
Yes. And what would you say? How do you start?
I have many. I start my day with affirmations, with invocation, with meditation. But if we talk about affirmation, what I always tell people is to be aware of the 3 P's: present, personal, and positive. You cannot say, I will be, not today, I am happy. Yeah, so you make it present tense, positive, and personal. Those are the most powerful affirmations, right? And when you create it for yourself, that you create it from something that is your purpose, that you're passionate about it, it has more effect.
Yes, something that you can contribute to the world. So when I help my clients, I feel good about it. And so your affirmations could be too, that you are going to change somebody's life at work with the coworkers or your children or somebody. So it could be easy. It doesn't have to be something that that you might think you say that, yes, I'm going to make $1 million today, where you know you're not going to make it. So this affirmation doesn't count because...
Yeah, it has to be realistic in some way. It has to be real for you.
Yeah, real for you.
That's why it has to be positive and personal.
Yes.
I am so grateful that I am able to help people today. Right?
Yes. Yes. So it has to be realistic. Otherwise, it doesn't stick. And yes. It's not true.
It's not
perfect.
True.
So that's how you would start the day to offset that load of pressure on your shoulders.
Yeah. And, yes.
And then during the course of the day, would you stop, Carolina, and do your breathing in the lunchtime, or when would you do that?
Well, many people ask me, when is the best time to meditate or to use energy? All the time. If for you it's better in the morning, do it in the morning. If it's at nighttime, better. If it's at lunchtime, better. But when you start using energy more regularly, you notice that almost everything you apply energy. So in reality, yes, I have my times during the day when I stop to do my meditations, my breathing. But during the day, I'm doing many things. I'm doing gratitude. I'm doing my affirmations. I'm listening to empowering podcasts or videos, something that bring energy into my life. When I work, I'm blessing the people that I work with. So in reality, it's a nonstop activity. It's being.
It's being.
Part of the energy. It's not only I use the energy when I need it. When I'm in despair, it's, what can I do? No, you have to cultivate that energy. So it's part of your life.
Right. So meditation, it doesn't have to be you sitting like Buddha and just meditating. Meditation is something that you are putting yourself in. The energy of gratitude is the first thing that would get you there. It's just, what are you appreciating? What is it that makes your life, what makes your heart beat faster? What is it? Because in spite of the 10 things that just didn't work out so far today, there is one thing that it did.
Yeah.
If you just recall that and you keep repeating it to yourself, those things that just happened before will dissipate, and new challenges will come along, but you're not going to be facing them as you did before, because you're going to be more balanced, more present. Not thinking of what is the text message that just came in, what is the email that I didn't check yet, and I need to find it. So those things are distracting the mind, and it will always keep you on the edge, and you will never enjoy life because of the constant pressures, which are never ending. So you have to, like Carolina said, self-care is you got to take the time back for yourself, hide yourself for a few minutes, just disappear, and just do the breathing, gratitude, meditation, whatever fits your style, right?
Yeah, and the most important thing is to remember that it's not what happened, but how you react to what is happening. Because that's where you have control. There are many challenges that would happen that, of course, you get overwhelmed, stress, and everything. But in reality, you cannot control those. You only can control what you say, how you feel, what you do. So that's the focus.
Right.
That's how you are going to react to that interaction, that information that you're getting.
So the stronger you are, the more present you are, or the more you exercise your emotional muscle, any challenges that come your way, you can overcome it by letting them flow by, not sticking to you, not sticking to your face, to your to your smile. Many people don't smile anymore, and that's another thing. The face drops, and
yeah, and energetically smiling is so, so important, because every time that we smile, your heart chakra opens.
Oh.
When your heart chakra opens, you're full of love and your energy expands. The bigger your energy, the stronger you become. So it's easy for you to deal with challenges in life.
Very good. So I also know that there is something about this smile that...
Cool smile, yes. It's contagious, right?
Contagious, yes. Everybody around you change.
So yeah, maybe... because it's the energy. Your energy will affect the environment of and people around you. Good. The other way also happens. Sometimes you get to a place and you allow that place to change your energy because you get into that mood, right? But you can be the light wherever you go and be
the light by smiling. Yes. By being yourself. Yes. Yes. You can show others the way.
Yes.
So what if we change the world by just being more present and smiling a little bit more? I know what you're going to say. Mm-hmm. Life is difficult. There is so much fear and anxiety over politics, the economy, and everything. But this is not in our control. So we have to just focus and be happy around things that make us happy, that make our life livable.
Where you're focusing your attention and your energy. You're focusing on the lack, or you're focusing on the things, the blessings that we have.
Mm.
Focusing on the problem, or you're focusing on the solution of the problem, which is different.
Right. So with the law of attraction, Carolina, So when you focus on luck, doesn't this bring more luck?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
That's what happened. Energy follows your intention, but energy cannot differentiate, oh, this is good or not so good. It says, that's what you want, I give you more.
Yes.
So you have to be aware what you're focusing on, right? If it's lack or prosperity.
Yes.
Or solutions.
Solutions, yes. So some of you might not be aware of what law of attraction is, or law of karma. I don't know exactly that law, but those are invisible laws that govern our life. So you know law of gravity, that's a physical law, but there are invisible laws, and one of them is law of attraction. Can you tell me what the law of karma is?
Law of karma is a law that says whatever you give, you will receive. So if you're loving, you're going to receive more love. Mm-hmm. That's why I say if you complain, you're going to get more challenges, because that's what you're sending first, right?
Right, right.
It's a cycle of giving and receiving. So if you want something in your life, you plan that first. You give it first in some way.
Mm. Yes, but that definitely, sometimes people confuse that self-care with being selfish.
Totally. Yes. And that's an issue energetically, is because energetically you are weak in certain chakras, and you cannot differentiate between self-care and selfishness. It's okay to take care of yourself. That doesn't mean that you're selfish. But it's something that we need to be aware, understand, because sometimes our programs that, we bring from our parents or society, and sometimes our thing that you feel guilty about it, but you don't need to feel guilty about it. Especially, for example, as a mom, you feel guilty to take time for yourself. That's not true. If you are good, your kids are going to be even better.
Yes.
Because you are the energy, the pillar in the house. So let's say if you are moody, your kids start misbehaving, and then it gets overwhelming, right? But if you are with inner peace, full of love and kind and happiness towards yourself, then you can project that to others, and then your house is going to be happy and healthy.
Yes, exactly. So I always say self-care is self-love.
Yes, yes.
So if you love yourself, you can then love others.
Yeah.
If you don't love yourself, if you don't give that love to yourself, you just can't. There's nothing you can give.
Yeah. When I talk about self-care, I use self-love, but I also use self-understanding, because you need to know yourself. You need to know what you really need. And that's self-love too, right? At the same time. Mm-hmm. And that can come in so many ways. It can be physical, emotional, mentally. It can be in so many different ways that you need to take care of yourself.
Right. Even if you have to negotiate with yourself, say, I need this because of that. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be all good to others. Yeah. So, yeah, so you can just play the game.
First, knowing yourself, knowing what you really need, and be having giving yourself the time to explore that. Because sometimes we don't even know what we need until you say, oh, this is, I know that if I stop for 5 minutes, then I'm like new. Okay, so now you know that's part of your self-care.
Yes, and for the most part, our family would give us what we need if we just know what we need. Yes. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That's very true.
If we're able to communicate what we need and what will it require for us to be better, people happily will help you.
Yeah, like with any energy work, when you go to a practitioner, I'm sure to yourself as well, you have to kind of name what bothers you, name it. So that she can.
But that's the right environment. We are here to brainstorm and to talk about the problem. But after that, that's it. You cannot keep repeating and repeating, because then you're going to energize it, right? There are moments for everything. That's what we call intelligent evaluation. I'm going to come here and talk to you and tell you everything that happened. But after that, that's it. There are people that keep repeating the same thing for years.
For years, because they can't solve the thing in their head. So yes, once you solve the problem in whatever is resonating ongoingly, yes, then everything clears.
And what happens is that many times we don't have the right tools, because we don't know how to deal with this. That's why it's so important to get advice, to get, you know, somebody who can help you and guide you and see life from a different point of view that help you to say, oh, this is what I really need.
So that's fine. So that's what we know now, where to find you. And let's put your website on.
Thank you. Thank you.
There is a lot of social media connections with Carolina. Why don't we just do a little healing session for...
Good. So I can tie my last word with the healing at the end, right? Good. Yeah. Excellent. So energetically speaking, one of the most powerful tools is gratitude. And most of the time we take it for granted and we don't practice enough. So that's what I want you to invite you to try, and you take it into your heart so you can use it later on in any challenge, during any challenge, especially during the holidays when all our triggers are pushed and everything. So you can use this technique to improve your life. Yes. So this is what we're going to do. If you are listening to us and you are driving, do not close your eyes. But if you are in a place where you can relax, close your eyes so you just focus within, okay? So my invitation is to close your eyes. You're going to focus on your heart. Feel the love within your heart and allow this love to radiate to every cell of your body. With that love, we are going to do our gratitude exercise. Thank you for the blessings of abundance and prosperity in my life. Thank you for blessing me with good health and long life. Thank you for blessing me with a generous heart. Thank you for blessing me with clarity of mind and good decision in life. Thank you for all the blessings in my life, those that I am aware of and those that are coming my way. Thank you for my family. Thank you for every cell of my body, for every organ that keep me alive. Thank you for my job, my career, my business. Thank you for that special person in my life, especially those ones who push your buttons because they're teaching you. Be grateful for them. Keep focusing on your heart. Feel the love within your heart. And I want you to be grateful also for those challenges in life, because they make you stronger. They make you see life in a different way. They help you to move forward. There is always a lesson. I'm so grateful for everything in my life. Keep focusing on your heart. Visualize this love spreading out of your system and into your environment. Send love to every person, every being around you, your loved ones, your friends. Be a channel of love and gratitude and appreciation. I want you to visualize yourself in front of you and project love. Love yourself. Self-care is so important. If you're full of love, you can achieve anything in life. There is no challenge that will stop you. But you have to tap into that love within your heart and allow that energy to flow through you and permeate in everything that you do in your life. Feel the joy within your heart. Feel the love within your heart. And with a lot of gratitude, open your eyes, knowing that you can do everything in life.
Perfect. Thank you so much. So that was definitely very peaceful. And that's how your sessions end with the energy work, yes?
It depends on what the person needs. But yes, we always do some energy work.
It's a good time to just try to sometime during the day, stand in the mirror and look at your reflection and try to say, I love you to yourself. I know it's very difficult for many people. Mm-hmm. So at least appreciate something that you see. Don't look for the things that you don't like. Just look at things that you do like. And what you see and the rest of it will be taken care of. Just find someone to help you. Find someone like me to help you make magic happen on your face. Find someone like Carolina to help you energetically to realign and just move forward with gusto. You need this year, 2023, is going to be a year that we're coming from the dip down into the surface and the life is going to be much different, but better.
Remember, if you can dream about it, it can happen. So dream big, dream positive.
Yes. So yes, thank you so much, everybody. Okay, go and do some cooking and getting ready, decorating for Christmas and for other holidays, whatever you celebrate. So there is a Santa behind me and my dog is going to wear this costume later. So I'll have that on YouTube. Okay, so thank you so much, Carolina. And we're appreciating your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So grateful to be here. Thank you.
Again, thanks for listening. And we'll see you in the next episode.